Ayad Alawi was Iraq's interim prime minister from 2004 to 2005. He's currently a member of the Council of Representatives in Iraq's parliament. Now, Mr. Alawi, it's alleged that the Iraq National Accord, the INA, that was your party in 2002, was a source of much of the pre-war information about Iraq. This includes some of the information, or misinformation, as we now know, about Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction, for example, the suggestion that Saddam Hussein could launch WMDs in 45 minutes. Did you or the INA cherry-pick intelligence to help get the result you wanted, the ousting of Saddam Hussein?
No, we definitely were following up events in Iraq and were party to a lot of the information out of Iraq on the atrocities committed by Saddam Hussein and by his regime against the Iraqis. But we were not really the people who were behind the information on the weapons of mass destruction.
And did you agree with that intelligence?
We knew that Saddam was capable of making, he had the means to make weapons of mass destruction, and he did have weapons and he did use weapons of mass destruction. So we were not against the information.
And yet military forces that came in, the U.S. coalition forces, could not find those weapons. So what was ultimately wrong with that information?
Well, this is a question that should be posed to the forces, United States and other forces, coalition forces that came into Iraq.
Mr. Alawi, your term as interim prime minister of Iraq covered that very difficult year of May 2004 to April 2005. Your website says that time is now considered by many Iraqis to be the most productive and promising since Iraq's liberation from Saddam. Tell me,
yes.
I mean, it was a violent time. What more could you have done during that period to change the violent situation?
I should have accelerated calling back the military and the police and the intelligence. I should have accelerated that. Although I did get back some good numbers back into the army, I reformed the army, I recreated the army, I recreated the intelligence, I recreated the police, and I recreated the judiciary, which I think all were and still are, should be important parts of the stability of the country. So the thing I regret most is that I was not really, I should have accelerated this.
So today you're still heavily involved in politics. You're in a coalition with both,
yes,
Sunni and Shia politicians, the Iraqi National Movement. What is the platform of the Iraqi National Movement?
The people who are supportive to this are all secular people, the intelligentsia, the people across Iraq. We are proud that we have candidates in each province, whether it's a Shia province or a Sunni province. We are non-sectarian forces. We represent the non-sectarian Iraqis. And we want to get an inclusive political process to exclude only terrorists and those who perpetrated the crimes against the people here. And we want really to build a state and institutions of the state which is loyal to the country, loyal to the constitution, based on professionalism and efficiency.
Ayad Alawi, Iraq's interim prime minister from 2004 to 2005. Thank you for your comments, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.